Chapter 3. The Latte is a Lie. Selling the Myth of the Fiscally Promiscuous American. Behold the Starbucks Latte. The delicious mix of espresso, steamed milk, foam, and add-ons to taste is ubiquitous in our culture, a staple of modern middle-class life. Depending on whether one orders a tall, grande, or a venti, and where in the country you are, lattes in New York cost more than lattes in Seattle. One can spend anywhere between $2 and $5 on the popular drink. And many of us do. Americans buy more than 4 million cafe lattes, cappuccinos, frappuccinos, and other Starbucks beverages every day. A quick cup of coffee, a few moments of pleasure. What could be wrong with that? If you ask David Bach, a lot. According to him, the Starbucks latte is one of the leading sources of our money woes. A dark-haired, handsome, former Morgan Stanley money manager, Bach burst onto the financial guru scene in the late 1990s by way of hosting informational money classes for women as part of the University of California's Berkeley campus adult education program. He soon parlayed his experience, charm, and charisma into multiple book contracts, a nationwide seminar series designed to teach women about money, and, ultimately, a regular gig on the Today Show. In Bach's telling of his journey to financial stardom, he was literally called to help the masses manage their money. I was a senior vice president at Morgan Stanley, sitting with some clients who are worth $6 million, discussing how I was going to get their dividend checks to them in Europe, he recalled, in Personal Branding magazine. I had an out-of-body experience and a voice said, David, you can keep doing what you are doing and retire at 45, a multimillionaire. But will God say, David, well done? You helped 50 millionaires manage their money? The answer was a resounding no. Then I heard, or you can risk it all. Face financial uncertainty and dedicate your life to helping millions become financially secure who currently are not. This may sound like a setup in which Bach takes a vow of poverty and moves to Bangladesh to teach downtrodden illiterate women how to run profitable businesses. But that would be so, well, 1960s. Bach's story begins in the 1990s at the height of the dot-com bubble, a time when it would be perfectly conceivable that God's message to Bach would concern the power of automatic savings and investment plans.